Rick Johnson.
When did you guys sing?
8th.
Right after the intermission.
Right after.
Today. Earlier today.
I think we were here today. Were we here today?
Sometime today.
I gotta quit asking those trick questions.
What order did you sing, or what time did you sing?
Yeah, I'm doing bad on all of those, unfortunately.
For Sale and Rose Colored Glass, is that right?
That's right.
Nice job. Good tones, guys. Some of my higher scores for the day. Leads and bases, where are you? Raise your hands. God bless you. Got great sounds. I got right at the top of my rich sounds from the leads and the bases. You're so important in what we do, and you did a great job. Really appreciate it. Solid lead and bass. I got another place on here. Baritone singers. Love the sound. Want more. Want more. Want you to contribute at the same level as, if you can. I don't, never want you to oversing, but I want you to bring that lyric. Bring that song. You're not a baritone singer. You're a singer that happens to be singing baritone. And you guys can make the magic happen. We so need you to take assertive ownership of your line, of your lyric. You're not a harmony singer. You are a singer. We've got to hear that, and we're going to hear that in just a little bit. You're going to sing a little bit. You just don't know it yet. Word memory, great core, torn apart, solid stuff. A little later, apart, not quite as good. A little abrupt at the phrase end. As we got into the tag, want to unify the bases a little bit as we get into the tag there. Just didn't quite have the same finishing factor that we had at the beginning of the song. Rose-colored glasses, rich start. Spotted some guys starting to sing a little wide. Heard it first, looked up, confirmed. Tall, you're doing a lot of that. But at times, some of us are slipping into habits, and that's, you know, that's a part of working our craft. So that's okay. Again, phrase ends, a little rough. We gotta lift those phrase ends in them. I want you to remember one thing. Elegant phrase endings. I want each of you to sing with great elegance at the end of the phrase. Instead of end of the phrase, it's lifted. It's extended over the breath to the beginning of the next phrase. He's laughing like we've heard some of these before.
We did a session with Kevin.
Okay, so let me just rinse, repeat. Why don't you just?
We did a session with Kevin Keller. So
okay. Yeah. So Kevin, I was the best man at his wedding, and we've coached together for years.
I was going to say you sound just like him.
he's stolen most of the word B. Nice bass pickup. I need more tenor. Where's my tenor singers? I could use some of that. I don't want you to oversing it all, but we could use a little more into the sound. As the baritones come into it, you'll be able to maybe turn the rheostat a little farther to the right. Never oversinging, but adding more brilliance, more presence to the sound. A little more breath and warmth in the sound of the basses as we go on. Tag, unify the post. You probably will hear it on your recordings. It doesn't end with the same quality as you started the song. Mm-hmm. So what contributes to that? Most likely it's breaths along the way. Breaths include not just oxygen intake, but getting rid of tension too. So how many of our guys sing like somebody nailed their feet to the floor, and there's tension essentially from this, if you can only see here down, in the arms, hips, legs, knees, ankles, there's tension building there. Since all of this is the instrument, our whole body is the instrument, we've got to be aware of that and making sure that we have essentially what's called tonus. It's a flexibility of holding the instrument. We've got to do that all the time to keep it so it breathes well, so it can be emotive and inflective with the lyric or the line, depending upon the call for that. You got to lift the five in the last, baritone's got to lift that five in the tag. Let's start For Sale. You guys ready to do some singing? I feel the enthusiasm.
Yep.
They're excited. Man, they're just hopping out of those chairs.
That's what we're here for.
Woohoo!
Really nice news.
Oh, yeah.
Pressure's on tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Put me in, coach. Let's start the set. All right. Baritones, take ownership here. If you take ownership, we're moving on. Otherwise, we're spending some time with you.
Like we have talked about before.
That's not aggressive. Promise.
Ooh, our summer plan.
were set, a wedding full of joy. Cake, champagne, and caviar, and I, the lucky boy. But then the message came.
Take control, baritone.
She left with him one night, never to return.
That's a what sound? So AH, right? We're shooting for AH there. Go like this. Pretend that like we're shooting for AH. But some of us are singing that ah, like this. Some of us are singing it like this. So let's do something a little bit different. I've done this with the last couple. Tactile feedback to know if you're open. Fingers up. You have one, pick your right or your left, it's up to you. Right in front of your ear canal is a little flap of skin called the tragus. Put your finger in front of that just a little bit and do this. So when you feel it, you slowly start open. When you first feel it, the point where it's dropped, the jaw's unhinged, finger goes in a little bit, that's open. You want to make sure that you stay in that general location. Now you can't overdo it. Mm-hmm. You want to do that, right? But it needs to get to the open position.
Tall single.
That will tend to get us taller versus wider. So if you don't, put your fingers there. Don't open it, sing ah. So it tends to go this way, right? But when you open, ah. That'll reunify better. So let's take it right before the end of the intro. Fingers up, everybody's got a finger, use them. Tackle feedback. Here we go. Just right before the end of the intro.
Start later in the.
Yeah, if we can.
Okay.
Never to return again.
But then the message came.
But then the message came. She left with him one night. Never to return.
Keep going.
My heart's delight.
Keep going.
For
hands down.
The wedding book unsigned. For sale the dress that she designed. For sale.
Visual that he was trying to do on this. The connection isn't real tight right now with director and chorus. You're not responding to that. He was asking for a less volume, more caressing, warm sound, and you were still kind of where you were. That's habit. So that's a challenge for us. So how many people sing wrong notes on purpose? Everybody wrong notes on purpose? How many people don't follow the director on purpose? Nobody does. Right? But it's habit. So we need to get out of that habit. So if he changes something up, he asks for more, he changes it to less, that we as a group are responding like a high-performance car and not like a Honda. I have a Honda. That's why I'm saying it. So
this is Ford Country.
So one of the last choruses, I use the analogy of drive a Honda. He's driving a Honda right now. It's a great car. Reliable. It's got good pickup. But it's not a Ferrari. He should drive a Ferrari. He could gun the engine at a moment's notice. He could turn on a dime. He could stop. He could go. He could do any of that stuff.
because it responds to his every small little flick of a wrist. That's our job, is to be selfless enough to be that Ferrari for him or whoever's down front. So be the Ferrari. Here we go from the chorus. Here we go. And you get to play. You get to do different stuff now. He's going to do different stuff, by the way.
Here we go. For sale.
For sale.
For sale, a wedding book.
That's not overreacting enough. I know, it's hard for some of us to see.
Find a window.
Overreact this time. Okay, I'm going to show that Rick Johnson. We're going to overreact. That means as a group, not as an individual person. Feel as a group that you're so responsive to that. Here we go.
For sale, a wedding book.
Okay, so that's better. Book, you find a good book. So he started with for sale down here. Wedding book, he was way out here. What do you mean we have to do it that fast? I'm pressing you just a little bit, okay? Here we go. So, overreact. He's small, you're small.
For sale, a wedding book unsigned. For sale, the dress that she designed. For sale, a dream
go.
Just never meant to.
Okay, let's go to song two. Shake it out a little bit. Take that. So again, I'm pressing you pretty hard. What have we talked about so far?
Following the guy in the front.
Following the guy in the front. Did we say anything else?
While singing.
Did we say anything else? It's just a question here. Yeah, we want to make sure we're making space.
Tall singing, he said. Tall, which is how we refer to the.
Yeah. Yep. But we're giving tactile feedback from that. So let's say song number one now. Rose colored glasses.
Oh, what a day, Mr. Sunshine. Oh, what a splendid array, I say.
Pathetic. So this room's got a different acoustic to it, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So basses, listen to the beauty of the bass section. We don't need power at that point. We need unity. We need agreement within the section. So the beginning of this is about you as a section and not you as individuals. So if you feel like you're out of that ensemble, get your voice right back into it. Okay? Here we go again. Own the lyric, baritone. That was the other thing I was looking for, by the way.
Oh, what a day, Mr. Sunshine. Oh, what a splendid array, I say. The sky is in blue. Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, everything is rosy now. Looking at the world and everything that passes seems rosy to you somehow.
Synchronization. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
quite a bit. lack of flow. We're still kind of landing on, of course, that's something we have been working on more recently, but not marching through this.
So as you're in rehearsal, what kinds of things will we do to address that?
Well, they changed me, Kevin did, and so did
Brian. Barford.
Barford.
Brian Barford.
Yeah, so that I would not emphasize the downbeats as much. It's got to be more flow.
Slow. Okay, let's try that again. I wouldn't mind if you sang a little easier, a little lighter. Right now it feels a little heavy. I'd like it more, just a little lyrical kind of approach to it. And that's from the bottom up. So here we go.
I also didn't hear a lot of enunciation. Kind of
we're
bloody.
Yeah,
that's how many things can we work on once I
This is easy. Right in the chorus.
Because.
Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, everything
one time,
is wrong.
One time. So he's giving you less beats. So you have to one and two and three and four. Da 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 da. So ta 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 ta.
Because.
Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, everything is rosy now. Looking at the world and everything that passes seems a rosy hue somehow, somehow.
Much better, much better. Now, because this room is so live, that's why you're reacting a little bit to the way it is.
This is nothing compared to the concrete ceiling rehearsal hall we sing.
That's tough, that's tough.
Yeah.
So, they're pulling me out, but what have we talked about? Baritones, I was looking for ownership. Ownership of that lyric, ownership of your line. That makes a big difference. What else?
Tall vowels.
Tall sounds. Yeah, giving yourself tactile feedback to know if you're open. So you don't have to have the director stop and say, sing tall. You can just go like this. And everybody puts their fingers up and checks.
And does it.
And it's going, and the song keeps going. Song keeps going. What else?
Be the Ferrari.
Be the Ferrari with authority.
You're going to buy me a Ferrari?
We are the Ferrari.
We are.
Say, I am the Ferrari.
I am the Ferrari.
Absolutely.
I was hoping that was my.
Guys, great work. Nice performance. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, presentation
is. Have different proportions.
Yeah, you know.
It's red.